All right, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Running a little bit late today as had to get a different number to call our buddy Jason Kantz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I've memorized your cell phone number, but if I'm going to call you on your landline, then this one is kind of one of those. Yesterday, I thought, okay, make sure to set that number aside. Otherwise, you have to go search for it in Facebook Messenger.
Sure,
and
sure.
Didn't do it. So.
All right. Well, you got me eventually.
This is
I
better.
I should have it just be like 715 Doc Cans or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you do that? Yeah, that'd be great. So.
Sure.
Well, yeah, this is a little clearer line. And so we want to hear you as best as possible and not have you like motorboat or come in and out. So there we go.
Sure. All right. Hopefully this works.
Yeah. No, it's like you're right here.
Good.
Okay. Two below this morning. So we had one brief day above zero and now we're back below again. So.
All right. Is there any hope that we're getting warmer?
Well, first of all, I'd say that the wind isn't bad. So that's good
okay.
news.
Good.
And then, yeah. The hope is kind of a mixed hope because I've been telling people, hold on till Sunday when it's going to be 30.
Sure.
And now all of a sudden the weather folks are like, how about 19? 19
okay.
on Sunday.
All right.
And no major snowstorms in the offing, although, you know, we'll see. But here and there, we're kind of making it through one day at a time, right?
You bet.
All right. Okay, well, have you noticed it's an election year?
I heard that it was an election year. Yeah, it seems like those come every 4 years or so, at least the major ones.
So. Yeah. And yeah. So I guess for us in the body of Christ, I mean, we kind of want to listen to Jesus, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's something good to remember, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's definitely a key for us is to look for that and how we engage with our neighbors, how we vote, all of those things.
No, one of the things you champion that we have talked about not a lot lately is the idea of that us against them is not a good thing. Are
right.
you able off the cuff to talk about that?
Well, you know, I think so often in not only what we see in the world, but what we see in Christianity is this idea that it's our team versus your team.
Right.
And sometimes I wonder if how we look at our political candidates has much more to do with whether the person is on our side rather than the issues at hand. Mm-hmm. I think we definitely see that in what happens in Congress lately. It seems like it's, you know, you look at partisan voting and it's not even about what is the issue at hand. It's who's my person and how do we destroy your person? And, you know, so often I think that really misses the point that we're all citizens of this kingdom. And we're all as Christians citizens of another kingdom, and it's I think it's unfortunate when we become so us versus them in our thinking.
Yeah, you know, I was saying this to my wife last night. Like, wow, both sides are so dug in terms of just not believing the other side and thinking the absolute worst.
Yes,
and I mean, aren't we told like as believers, you know, believe the best about other? I mean, it's societally and politically and culturally completely at the opposite end of that.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's so easy to get sucked into that. I think it's so easy to get pulled into dehumanizing other people and forgetting that you want to wish the best about people, and
yeah.
sometimes that gets really hard to do.
Yeah. All right, then, just some thoughts here out
yeah,
of the gate to kind of warm up around the fire. Yeah, I think I'm going to try to do that today. We'll try to, if people have a song that implicates warmth, like it's got heat or fire in it, we'll try to play as much of those as possible. You know,
sure.
trying to warm people up as whatever we can. We got 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 15 today.
Yeah, it says, for the Lord's sake, submit to all human authority, whether the king as head of state or the officials he has appointed. For the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong and to honor those who do right. It is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you.
All right, and from your devotional commentary, you tackle those three verses this way. Yeah, letters to the beloved. Although your citizenship is firmly in heaven, you still live in the world. Boy, that fits with what we were talking about there. I know that you will feel tempted to oppose everything in the world, but for my glory, seek to honor the spirit of human institutions, governments, presidents, and the police. It may not seem like it, but I allow those structures to provide order, punish evil, and celebrate good. When you live a holy life, serving others without complaint, your actions take away any legitimate reason for criticism. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think that can be a real challenge. And yet, again, we are called as to be citizens of two kingdoms, right, of God's kingdom and this one. And I think that involves living a whole and holy life.
Good stuff, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.
All right, there we go on a Thursday morning. Hey, it's the January clearance event on now at Muldoon's Menswear in Eau Claire. Save up to not 30, not 40, not 50, not 60, but save up to 70% on top quality men's sweaters, winter outerwear, and gloves. It's Jason Gray's 52nd birthday. We love that guy.
Yes.
Huh?
Happy birthday, JG.
That's right. And so we've played a couple of his tunes already. And in fact, also this morning, Cody on the listener line at 396-1670 says, could you play I'm Gonna Let It Go from Jason Gray? He says, I absolutely loved his story behind the song that he shared at the WIB 50th anniversary, that we need to let our anxiety go and hold on to the love and peace of Jesus. Jason Gray, WWIB, happy birthday.
A lot of chicken wings very likely will be consumed this weekend with all the NFL playoff games. And this was an interesting bit of international food knowledge that we found. The headline being this, New Orleans-style chicken wings were just made up.
Yeah, in China, KFC sells $100 million worth of New Orleans-style wings each year, or about 480 million pieces.
That's a lot. The wings, sauces with sugar or honey and vegetable oil with onion powder, garlic powder, and a little bit of chili powder, are a massive hit in China.
But here's the deal. The best part is that New Orleans-style wings were just invented in China about 20 years ago by KFC, and there's absolutely no such thing in New Orleans.
It did not come from the Bayou States. So apparently this is like a reverse General Tso's chicken. I didn't realize this. Apparently General Tso's chicken was invented in the U.S. for American palates by a Chinese chef.
Huh.
So I guess we just kind of did the opposite with New Orleans wings. So I didn't realize General Tso's is not native to China. I did not realize New Orleans-style wings are not native to New Orleans.
They're like, hey, you know, we did it with that. Why not this? And it worked. So there you go. Well, people like it anyhow. And people like Jason Gray music. And we're playing as many of his tunes as we can as we celebrate his 52nd birthday here on WWIB. And yes, you know, I can't think of another artist. I mean, I know Sarah Groves was from Minnesota, and like Jason is. But so many, I mean, he travels all over the country. But so many of his concerts, right, in Minnesota, and he's got another one coming up in the Ladysmith area.
Yeah.
As well.
So I know Siriana Basham, a young lady, I believe 16 years old, battling cancer, and there's a benefit for her. I know it's February 11th. That's a Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. I believe it's at the Minor Theater in Ladysmith. And again, all the proceeds from that benefit concert with Jason Gray are going to the Basham family. Again, please support Siri and that wonderful family, too. So see Jason Gray for a great cause February 11th in Ladysmith. I know that's on our What's Happening community calendar as well.
Very good. One of the many reasons it's great to co-host the show with Caleb. We did not at all pre-talk that point, but he had that information in his head.
Well, we have some records to tell you about. In fact, this is going to span into the next hour because we have unique world records, one for every single state in the union.
Yeah, these are a lot of fun. The gang at the website Mental Floss sorted the Guinness World Records database and came up with the weirdest world record from each state, starting with Alabama.
Jeremy Harper from Birmingham, Alabama, counted to 1 million out loud in 2007, taking 89 days to complete the task.
You know, Caleb, that is something I've thought about counting to a big number, but I've never heard of anybody who's done it.
I did not realize it would take 3 months.
89 days.
And the thing is, if you're ever counting numbers and someone interrupts you and you have to start over, I really hope that didn't happen to Jeremy.
Oh, my. Alaska, the world's heaviest kale, weighing 27.57 kilograms, or just over 60 pounds, was grown by Scott Robb in Palmer, Alaska in 2015.
That's a lot of kale. In Arizona, April Choi extinguished 59 candles with a whip in 1 minute in 2016, setting a new world record. Again, weirdest world records, one for each state.
Yeah, in Arkansas in 2017, Arkansas native Mitchell Langan set the record for the fastest time to put on and take off a wetsuit, completing the task in just over 43 seconds.
Impressive. In California in 2018, Jeffrey Platt set the record for the most bobby pins in a beard, with a total of 3,157 bobby pins in his facial hair.
Okay, that's like one of the craziest records I've ever heard. In Colorado, a team there set the record for the fastest time to wrap a person in wrapping paper, which we all try to do every Christmas. Did that in 2016, completing it in under 2 minutes, a minute 58.34 seconds.
John Resnikoff from Connecticut holds the record for the largest collection of hair from historical figures, including Abraham Lincoln and Marilyn Monroe.
These are weird.
That's really weird. How do you verify that?
In Delaware in 2019, close to 2,500 people there set the record for the most people buzzing simultaneously.
Wow. Tina Ackles, this record was set in Florida, but Tina Ackles from Texas, they say everything's bigger in Texas. Her record, 168 bridesmaids for her wedding, which was held in Florida in 2015, a new world record.
That's crazy. In Georgia in 2019, a robot named Twerkbot participated in a rap battle, becoming the first robot to do so.
In Hawaii, Sven Hegemeyer from Germany celebrated his birthday for 46 hours by flying from Auckland, New Zealand to Honolulu, Hawaii. That was set in 2014.
In Idaho, Andre from Germany set the record for the farthest distance to blow a pee, which we always talk about here off air, achieving a distance of over 7.5 meters or more than about 24 feet in 2014.
In Illinois, again, weirdest world record set in each state. Russell Cassava from Illinois walked 396 feet barefoot on Lego bricks in 2018. That is a new world record. He deserves it.
Indiana in 2018, Aaron's Incorporated toppled 3,433 laptops in a domino fashion, setting a new world record.
Few more here. In 2010, David Scott in Iowa performed a stand-up comedy show for over 40 hours, setting a new world record for that.
And maybe we should just close out with this, and maybe this will go three segments.
I think so.
In 2012, Bill Weston from the UK leapfrogged over 18 people in a single bound, setting a new world record.
Wow. Well, more weird world records, one for each state in the union. We've gone through several of these so far, and we continue now.
Yeah, we are on Kentucky. And Kentucky, in 2014, Lexington Ice Center in the Bluegrass State became the world's largest religious-themed mini golf course with three 18-hole courses. Congratulations to them.
Wow. In Louisiana, Hunter Ewan, who actually is from Colorado, set the record for the fastest time to model a balloon dog sculpture through the nose, achieving a time of 43.83 seconds back in 2015. So I guess he blew up the balloons with his nose? Or for, again, I don't know.
You woke
I need
up this
video.
Morning not expecting to hear these this bit of information. In the state of Maine, Julian Checkley from Ireland set the record for the most functional gadgets in a cosplay suit with 23 gadgets in Maine 9 years ago.
This was also in 2015. In Maryland, researchers discovered the smallest organism to cause amnesia in humans, a single-celled parasite called Pisteria pisicida.
Thank you, Lord, that Caleb had.
I don't know. I didn't read this all the way through, so I did the best I could with that.
In Massachusetts, David Rush from Idaho set the record for the most tea bags thrown into mugs in 30 seconds, maybe a party game, with 20 successful throws. He did it 5 years ago.
That's amazing. Also in 2019 in Michigan, Joe Salter, who's from Florida, set the record for the fastest man to joggle a kilometer. I think it means juggle a kilometer with three objects, achieving a time of 4 minutes, 52.3 seconds in Michigan. So I assume he was like trying to walk / run while juggling.
Yeah. So maybe joggle is what walking and juggling is. I don't know.
That could be.
I don't do it a lot. Ever. In Minnesota, 9 years ago, the faces with tears of joy emoji was voted the most confusing emoji in a poll conducted in Minnesota. And I apologize if I skipped. No, did I skip? No, never
mind. No, we're good. In 2014, in Mississippi, 5,748 people set the record for the most people ringing cowbells simultaneously.
Wow.
That sounds annoying.
You know, just one cowbell.
Again, weirdest world record set in each state here.
All right, one more each. In Missouri in 2014, 735 people in the Show Me State set the record for the most people patting heads and rumming stomachs simultaneously.
Way to go, Missouri.
Who came up with that?
And in Nebraska, this sounds like a Wisconsin record, but it was in Nebraska in 2014, a cow named Goliath in Nebraska set the record for the most tricks performed by a bovine in 1 minute with 13 tricks in just 60 seconds. Congratulations, Goliath.
All right, one more go around with some of these unusual state records, Caleb.
Yes, again, a weird world record from all the 50 states, and we're in the stretch run of them now. For instance, in Nevada in 2004, the world's largest fuzzy dice measuring over 15 feet, in fact, just shy of 16 feet on each side, Those were displayed in Nevada.
In New Hampshire, they'll have their primary on Tuesday, the Granite State. In 2018, a group there set the record for the longest barrel of monkeys chain with, how many do you think, 1,382 monkeys.
What's more fun than a barrel of monkeys? In New Jersey in 2015, the world's longest ribbon in a ribbon-cutting ceremony measuring 4.5 miles was cut.
That's crazy. In New Mexico, 10 years ago, David Akers from that state set the record for the largest collection of Slinky toys with 1,054 different Slinkies. Please don't give him that for Christmas.
I want to see all of those going down the steps at the same time. Weird world records from each state. In New York in 2018, 2,748 people set the record for the largest gathering of folks wearing unicorn horns. Only in New York.
In North Carolina, 9 years ago, the world's largest ant farm measuring over 60 cubic feet was created there.
In North Dakota in 2007, 8,962 people set the record for the most people making snow angels simultaneously.
Wow, maybe we can go for 9,000. Here in Ohio, in 2013, Shane Leckler, a little different spelling than my wife's maiden name, from Ohio, set the record for the fastest grave digging a grave in 11.3 seconds.
That is impressive. In Oklahoma in 2015, 2,586 people set the record for the most simultaneous fist bumps.
In Oregon, 5 years ago, David Rush from Idaho set the record for the fastest time to alphabetize letters in a can of alphabet soup, achieving that in 3 minutes and 21.36 seconds.
That is honestly amazing. In Pennsylvania, 2015, a letter to the editor of the New York Times from Pennsylvania set the record for the longest letter to a newspaper, 161,960 words. They had a lot to say.
In Rhode Island in 2011, the world's largest sock measuring 12.37 meters over 40 feet and also over 18 feet wide was knitted in Rhode Island.
In South Carolina in 2014, Richard Gibson from the United Kingdom set the record for the largest collection of toasters, over 600 different ones.
Okay. In South Dakota in 2018, South Dakota set the record for the most dramatic temperature change with a drop of 49 degrees in just 15 minutes. That's
yikes.
Unbelievable.
That is crazy. I'm wondering, Alva, should we save the rest of these even for tomorrow? There's a lot going on here, a lot of world records.
We'll save it. We'll pick it up with Tennessee tomorrow.
So don't go anywhere if you want to know what world record Tennessee
said.
One of
these guys, though, has done these in multiple. This David Rush has come up in a few different times, and he's going to come up starting tomorrow. He's from Idaho, but he goes to other states.
And speaking of world records, over in Wausau, which can hear WWIB at 94.3 FM, Dr. Rupel over there from Rupel Chiropractic has set multiple world records as well. And I don't think they even made this list of weirdest world records from each state, but I think he ran, a half marathon with the most shirts on.
We had him on the show, actually.
Yeah, we did. Very, very incredible gentleman. So
absolutely.